The city of Hradec Králové in eastern Bohemia is battening down the hatches this weekend as the city becomes the latest venue for a gathering by hundreds of neo-Nazis. A group called the Workers' Party has booked the city's outdoor cinema for an event dubbed Freedom Day, but observers are convinced the event is a cover for a rally of hardcore neo-Nazi groups. Rob Cameron has more.
After Prague, Plzeň and Brno, Hradec Králové, a pleasant city of some 100,000 souls, is bracing itself for the arrival of several hundred neo-Nazi sympathisers, with a large contingent of riot police on standby to prevent clashes with their opponents. The city's outdoor cinema was booked by a group calling itself the Workers' Party, who said they wanted it for a cultural political afternoon dubbed Freedom Day. Saturday is, however, the day before the anniversary of the death of Hitler's deputy Rudolf Hess, and according to monitoring groups, chatter on neo-Nazi websites suggests the event will be a rally for violent neo-Nazi groups, including National Resistance and the Autonomous Nationalists. Klára Kalibová monitors far-right extremism for an NGO called Tolerance and Civic Society.
As far as I'm concerned, the information already available about this event, combined with what the police will see on Saturday, should be sufficient for the police anti-extremist squad to ban it. The police should be prepared for the slightest justification to ban this event. All they need to do is identify that this is a neo-Nazi gathering, which of course we already know it is in all probability. This will have to be confirmed by police on the scene, that is, that the people who are supposed to be turning up do actually turn up.
Once again, the local authorities seem to have been tricked into unwittingly renting out space to neo-Nazi groups. Hradec City Council says the outdoor cinema was booked by a Jiří Parta, who said he wanted it for a mini rock concert. What the City Council didn't know, however, was that Jiří Parta is a well-known activist for hardcore neo-Nazis' national resistance. Klára Kalibová again.
I don't believe the local authorities or the police sympathize with the neo-Nazis, definitely not. It's more a question of lack of knowledge, a lack of experience in this area, and yes, some degree of laxness and indifference. The overwhelming majority of police officers and officials do not sympathize with neo-Nazis. I really don't think so.
Council lawyers are currently poring over the rule books, looking for a legal loophole. A spokesman for the council said they might have found one. The event's organisers are now inviting people to a public gathering, which isn't the same as a rock concert. But in the end, the council might have the weather on their side. A member of the Workers' Party had said the event could attract 300 to 400 people, depending on the weather, and the forecast for Saturday is lousy.
Rob Cameron, thanks for that report.